This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Confession time. I didn't think I had very many, but when you know the segment's coming up, B. Scott, wheel starts spinning and you're like, yeah, you know what? I do.
Yeah,
I do. It is that time, confessional time. And it's this is one of my favorite segments out of any show that I ever sit in on, because it allows me to just, do what I like to really do. And that's just be myself.
Kind of vent.
Just vent. Sometimes it turns into more venting versus, just kind of leaving it all out there on the table and just being whatever with it. And today it's going to be one of those, like, whatever. I have to admit, my first confession, I hate it when you guys bring up music as a topic.
Yeah, I try not to do that, man.
Because I hate it.
You
with
get a
passion.
Bunch of people, oh, I'm switching to music and all this other stuff.
Not for that reason. For me, because I can't relate to it at all.
Yeah.
I don't listen to music in my car. It's a small percentage of time.
I am so glad that this is Bajani's first confession. Keep going. Keep going, because this is going to spur mine. Go ahead.
Oh, hell. All right. If you're going to bring up music, I'm going to be pissed.
No. It's going to be in line with what you're saying.
The only time I listen to music of any kind is when I'm with my 4-year-old. When we get in the car, he has one request and one request only. Dad, can we listen to Metallica? And I say, sure. Put it on, and I have to listen to Enter Sandman, Master of Puppets, and I forget.
Where do you
other.
Get that from? You?
The love of Metallica and
yeah.
Me?
I mean, okay. Are you more of a classic rock guy?
I listen to everything, but I listen to none of the new stuff because I think the new stuff, it just hasn't hit me.
Which, like, is not everything, by the way.
But see, what is everything?
Everything. I listen to like old school rap. I listen to old school country, some new country. It just depends. Classic rock.
So if you had to put yourself in a category, what category? Music category?
Like, I would say like 90s, early 2000s. Is that fair? Of like any genre of music. Could be rap, could be rock, could be
I feel like
country.
You're kind of sitting on the fence a little bit, but I'll take that. I got you.
I mean, what's sitting on the fence about it? I'm not passionate about, like, yeah, I'm not a metalhead like Patrick Creighton, or I'm not like all into hip hop like you guys, and I'm definitely not like all about Eric Church like Clint Sterner.
Eric Church is dope. I can vouch for that.
Cool. But I couldn't name a song, to save my life.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I like music, but I don't give a damn who sings it. I don't know band names. I don't care. If it's a good song, turn it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So during show prep, when we were coming up with some topics, some ideas, talking about what was going on throughout the world,
I think I know what you're
gonna and everything
do.
Like that, Figgy mentioned a couple of music topics. One of them being something that we mentioned earlier, the new Future album that's out, which, by the way, internet going nuts, the hits, what, no matter what actual segment we put that in, it would have been appropriate. Check this out, Bajani. The Houston Texans themselves have now played into it. They've got a tweet out there with the title of this Future album and a picture of Will Anderson and maybe Christian Harris or somebody else like that. But it's like, we don't trust you, whatever it is. But it's like, you know, clearly themed with the Future album and all of the fallout from it, right? Mm-hmm. So they're playing into a trending topic on social media. And I'm sure the young folks over there that are running the admin also are into this topic. They are okay. Also into Future, the album, everything about it. But my confession is, when Figgy brought it up, okay, I kind of was thinking, and I wasn't going to say this. I was just going to see how it was going to play out on the air. But when Figgy brought it up, I looked at him and I thought in my head, does Figgy know who he doing a show with? Like, this ain't me and you doing either the B Block podcast.
That's what you're talking about.
Or the Gems and Juice podcast. This is In the Loop, specifically with Sean Bajani sitting in the driver's seat. And I thought, hey, you know what? This is another reason why I really respect Figgy.
This could be fun.
Because Figgy ain't going to change who he is and what he think for nobody. He didn't seem to give a damn that Sean Bajani was going to be driving this thing and clearly did not know what album he was talking about. Clearly did not care about this whole beef or whatever was going on. Figgy was going to bring it up and put it in the show. And I'm so damn glad that I was here to be the guy in between that could relate to what Figgy's talking about and the fact that Sean Bajani has no idea.
And the only reason I brought it up because it really had the internet going
nuts. It did.
If it didn't, I wouldn't have brought it up because I knew Sean wasn't familiar with this.
And I don't want to take up too much confession time with this, so just make this a two-part confession. I thought about it too. And so this is some props to Figgy, actually. Because I thought about it too, but I was like,
thought about what?
Putting that in there as a topic, the Future album. But I was like, but I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm not going to bring that up.
That could be the fun part.
And then my man Figgy did it. So I appreciate the collab.
So
right
I looked
there.
On Twitter and everything that had to do with that album was trending. So you had Drake, you had Kendrick Lamar, you had J. Cole, you had Joe Budden, who ended up getting into this mix too. You had
Joe
Future.
Budden?
Yeah, he ended up getting into this mix.
There you
mix
go.
Too.
What an awesome freaking name.
Hold on, wait a minute.
That's a great name.
Do you realize what just happened here, Figgy?
Yeah.
You realize what just happened here? Hey, so
Bajani, tell me something else I don't know.
Joe Budden. Because I think Bajani thought that Joe Budden's name was Button, like button up, a button on your pants, a button on your shirt.
Budden. Budden, I know,
Budden. Yeah, Joe Budden.
I got that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm laughing.
I got you.
God bless. See what...
I was giving you even less credit than you deserve.
God bless America, dude.
Like, wait a minute. Come on. Let's mansplain.
And that's his real name, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Joseph Anthony Button.
That might even be better. Like, what a blessing that was for him. All right. You got a confession, Figgy?
Yeah, I got one. Watch this. These are my confessions. I guess we're going to stay on this music. I guess it's kind of music topic, but...
Did I not just make my point?
Yeah, you could get with this one. So yesterday I watched a documentary on Hulu called Freaknik. And I'm too young to know about the Freaknik. It was happening in the early 80s all the way to the late 90s. And heard it in a whole bunch of rap songs and stuff like that. But I was watching the documentary and a song came on from Uncle Luke, who was in, was it Two Live Crew?
Yep.
Two Live Crew. And they got a song called Daisy Dukes. And some people familiar with that song.
Yeah. But, we should all be.
Yeah, but.
I got to hear it.
I did not know the term Daisy Dukes came from Dukes of Hazzard. I did not know that,
man. Well, I guess I knew that.
I had no idea,
man. It was
man.
New knowledge. Somebody dropped really? That on me a few years ago.
I did not know that, man. Yeah. I'm familiar with the movie. I did not know that turn came from Dukes of Hazzard, man.
This makes us sound really young. now we have tapped into our youth. I don't know why I found out a long, long, long time ago, but I definitely did. Maybe because I was such a damn fan of Daisy Dukes themselves.
Well, who isn't?
That somebody yeah, had to I just at least give me a, the school. I thought it
was just
me.
Yeah, I thought it was just the short shorts type of term. I thought it was just like a little slang that somebody came up with. I had no idea it came from that movie.
All right, I got one. Watch this. These are my confessions. I have defaulted on a bet that I made with Patrick Creighton and Chris Santiago about, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that.
Defaulted on it. Should be a shame.
Yeah, and I don't know if I have time to pay it off or not. I bet those guys that I would be able to get through all, I think it's 8 seasons. Or maybe 6 seasons, I can't remember now. All the seasons of The Sopranos. I've never seen it before. And one of our listeners on Area 45, I think he's a loyal listener, I think he listens all day too, sent me the entire box set.
That's the last time you was doing this show. They text in, remember, that was something else.
Oh, Adam you Spillane. Made that happen. Yeah, yeah, you're the one Adam that started it.
Yeah, Adam Spillane gave you a hard time about not seeing the Sopranos.
That's right.
Somebody said they was going to mail it to you.
Yeah, that's right. And they mailed it to me. I watched the first episode, and I have not been able to watch anything since. Just time and stuff happening. But I said I was going to be able to watch it before the NFL draft, and I don't know if that's going to happen. Have you seen it?
Yeah. The Sopranos?
Yeah. Is it possible? Course. Can I watch? Can I pull that off?
So
getting off at 10 o'clock every night? And
yeah, I think so. I think you absolutely can. It depends on how much time you budget for it.
I don't go to bed till like 2.
But I think you absolutely can, and which leads me into one last confession before we go.
Somebody's laughing at me on the text line. LOL, one episode. What?
As they should. So I have not been able to fully focus on work or anything that I'm supposed to be focusing on for the past, I'm going to call it 5 or 6 days, because I've been binge watching a bunch of random bleep from documentaries. Like I watched the Nickelodeon documentary. Have y'all seen it? Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous to watch that one.
Yeah, I watched that one. Man, it had me in a headlock a couple of days. What's today? Friday, Wednesday, whatever I was supposed to do Wednesday that didn't get done. This be the reason, okay? Because I was watching Quiet on the Set pretty much all day. The Subway documentary about Jared from Subway, which has been out for a little while now, but I finally got around to it.
I want
to
see that.
So that's what happened. Once I got into something that I liked, I didn't want to stop.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this, you might be interested in this.
Yeah, and even if not, it's just like, okay, what else can I watch? So I stopped with the Quiet on the Set documentary, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go back to the real world and work and parent and do all of these things that I'm supposed to do. I want to watch the next documentary that I ain't seen yet. And so now I was on the Jared Subway doc. I watched one about Centra, the cryptocurrency fraud case. Yeah. I was all on that yesterday when I was supposed to be working.
I saw that one.
It has cut into my productivity, my binging of these documentaries. Not to mention that I'm going back and watching all the X-Men on top of that, which I've seen.
But it's become content on a radio show. Yes. For your job as well. It so that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Real quick, we got a lot of Will Ashley guys on the text line. I said Duke of Hazzard's movie is the TV show.
The screen, folks.
Yeah, I said,
On, Will, actually.
Yeah, I made him. I said movie,
you
my
know
bad.
What, you know what he meant.
It's the TV show.
Whoops.
Somebody texted in laughing at me that I only watched one episode of Sopranos, and they go, that's not even trying. I know, that's bad. That's a bad job by me. But you know what? That first episode, I was fully expecting for it to pull me in.
And it's slow.
I cannot tell
it's
you.
It's the same thing with like The Wire too, man. Yeah. It takes time a little bit. You got to keep watching.
But that's the first thing I tell anybody that's never seen Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul. Like it's slow, but it ain't this slow.
Yeah. Well, Breaking Bad at least starts out with like a ridiculous scene. Like it's slow storyline wise, but there's some action early on.
Yeah.
The Wire and The Sopranos are alike in the sense that it takes you a while to realize the genius that you're watching.
Yeah.
It takes quite a while.
Yeah. I got to get that going. I got to try to make it happen. At least put forth a better effort. You're right, text. You're right, texter. 713-572-4610. You can call or text. Hit us up in the chat. YouTube, Twitch, we got it up for you. Coming up next, Wagner, Lidge, and Dotel. Remember those guys? They weighed in on the Astros' newest version of the shut-you-down bullpen. What they have to say, and can it even compete? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.